Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you've just been traveling about. I got to say, I've been following your journey to India. How was everything over there?
It was awesome. It was an explosion of flavors, sights, sounds, tastes. It's a chaotic place, but it was so magical. I'm half Indian, so fun fact about me. My dad was born in Delhi, so I'm half Indian, and there's some family there I hadn't met before. I've been to India twice before. You know, I've actually come back really inspired, so it was such a great trip.
Now, let's talk about the new single. Speaking of inspiration, Wanna Be You is the new one. Tell us about this one.
Well, you know, this song was born out of just kind of a social commentary. Because of social media, you know, we tend to compare with one another and kind of feel bad about ourselves sometimes. And so this is a song about self-love. It's really a song about how it's great to love yourself and not try to be like everybody else, which we tend to do in our day and age. So it's mostly an anthem of just self-love. And I'm just really happy to put out another, like, positive tune.
There's only one me, so why would I want to be
That is Angela Saini and Wanna Be You here on Friday Live. You got a big show coming up. What's the show in Ottawa?
It's called Fembox. So it's a songwriter's round. And the cool thing about it, it's all female identifying artists on stage at once. And the cool thing about it is they actually pair you up with another artist. So I've been paired up with Noelle, who's in a band called The Pairs, great folk act out of London, Ontario. And we have to write a song that we have to perform at the show. So it's a very, like, curated, interesting, and exciting thing to do, because I've never done that before. I mean, I write songs with lots of people, but knowing that you have to perform it at the end of this, you know, kind of season is kind of exciting. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And then you're heading over to London, England. That's going to be a big trip.
I'm really excited. I haven't played in England for several years, so I'm going to be back in London. It's going to be the Americana UK Festival, which is a great conference festival thing that they do, and I'm doing a showcase in London on the 25th of January. So I'm playing with three American artists. So I'm really excited to be back in London. I can't wait.
You're doing a lot of traveling. So are you home for a little while now, maybe for Christmas, and then you're going to start traveling again?
Yeah, I've been a wild year of travel for sure. Between, you know, going to Nashville a couple times and India, that was a big one. And now England. But I'm working on new music as well. And I'm definitely going to have a lot of tour dates coming up for 2025. So I'm really excited about that.
What's the Christmas plan for the family? What's going on in your world?
You know, I'm staying home here in Toronto, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping for snow. I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also doing some demos, actually. I will do a little bit of work. I've got some new songs to demo in my home studio, so it'll be some creativity, but mostly rest.
Well, that's fun work, and rest is needed for sure. You've had a busy year and looking for another busy one in 2025. Angela Saini, thank you so much for your time, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday and the best of the new year for 2025, and hoping that we can connect again.
Thanks so much, Rob. All the best to you as well. It's so great to talk to you. Have a great holiday season.